the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
Now for the girls' bracket here at the TBL tournament from Washington County, Jared Slubby with you as the home team. The Tigers from Washington County are taking on the Frankfort Wildcats. Washington County comes into this one as the number 10 seed. They got an upset over 7-seeded Axtell, 51-30 Saturday. And as for the Wildcats, this is their first game of the tournament because they got that first round bye. So Frankfort, they got that 2-seed. As of right now, they are 4th. In the TVL, it's 4-1, a game and a half back of Hanover, who was in first place at 6-0. Half game back of them is Preston Klein at 5-0. Donovan West, a full game back at 5-1. And as for Washington County, they are 1-4, tied with Onega and Troy towards the middle bottom of the back of the TVL as of right now. And Washington County comes into this one 4-5 on the regular season. As for Frankfort, they are 8-1 on the year. Clifton Clyde, boy, they are 10-0. On the season. What a start they've had as they were able to defeat Lynn 48-38 earlier this afternoon. They are already in the semifinals. They'll take on the winner of Hanover and Valley Heights. Also, a game finalized on the boys' side. On the other courts, 43-40 win for Hanover over Centralia. So a 6-3 upset, and the Wildcats are on to the next round, trying to keep both teams in the tournament. And the Hanover Valley Heights game for the girls, 1-9, respectively, is going on in the primary gym. This game right in front of us is going on here in the secondary gym. The Tigers are going to be in their blacks after wearing whites yesterday. And their shorts, really interesting. They're supposed to be white, but they kind of have a black line pattern throughout all of them. They're kind of reddish on the backside. It's kind of a triangle. It's hard to explain these shorts that Washington County has, but they are very, very, I would say, 90s looking in terms of the patterns and the colors. And we're underway. Washington County wins the tip, and we're underway in this one. Jesse Hoover with the ball for the Tigers as Washington County gets the first possession. The 5'5 senior, Allie Boykin, with the ball. She'll give it up to Bree Boykin, the 5'6 senior. Twins for this Washington County team. Give it up to Ellie DeSene. High post catch for Addison Gakel. She'll drive to the right, and she'll lay it in. So Washington County gets the first basket of the game. We are underway. And Washington County wanting to press, but Frankfort able to, well, they did for a second break it, but now it's turned over. Blakett is fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot free throws. Starters for Frankfort include Rayleigh Ebert, the 5'8 sophomore, Emma Hardwick, 5'6 junior, Taryn Parthamer, a 5'7 senior, Hattie Gross, a 5'9 junior, Lexi Dollinghouse, a 5'9 junior, as the first free throw is no good for Bree Boykin. And it's Bree Boykin, a 5'6 senior, Jesse Hoover, a 5'7 sophomore, Allie Boykin, a 5'5 senior, as the second free throw is good for Boykin. Make it 3-0. Addison Gakel, a 5'7 sophomore, and Ella DeSene, a 5'6 junior for the Tigers. Cross half court, 3-on-1, breaking the press. Here's a jump stop floater, no good. This time by Hattie Gross, put an offensive rebound. Three ball on the way, far side corner, left it short. That was Hardwick on the miss, and a rebound hauled in by the 5'6 senior point guard, Bree Boykin. Tigers home crowd helping them get an upset win over Axtell, the 7th seed. Catch top of the key, pass the high post. Backdoor cut, nice pass, shut up, off the glass is good. Bree Boykin again. Pass from Jesse Hoover. Quick 3 points for Boykin. And trying to get across half court. It's jumped between Boykin and Gross. That press almost forcing a turnover. It would be a turnover if possession arrow was in their favor, but it's not. So Frankfort will get the ball with 6:26 left to go. First quarter down 5-0. One dribble, giving it up is Hardwick to the near side wing to Ebert. Ebert, right about putting it on the floor. Now she'll give it up to Gross. Now back to the top of the key. Ebert, the far side, a cross-court pass to a cutter, Hardwick. She'll dribble back out to the perimeter. Thought about the three. It was Gross. She puts on the floor. Good defense. 3-2 zone on for Washington County. Far side corner, cutting across is Gross. She fires away the three. High archer. no good, and rebounded by Hoover. So Hoover brings it up, calls out the play. Goes to the far side, isolation. Now gives up to Bree Boykin. Now gets it back to Allie Boykin. 5'5 senior travels. She wanted to pass it to the far side, and the pass she wanted was not there, so she, the forward momentum of the would-be pass brought her to a third step. So Frankfurt trying to get their first basket of the game here. There's Gross, now top of the key for Hardwick. Hardwick is stopped, bounce pass, partially deflected, but finds the hands of Gross. It's on the floor a couple times, that gives up to Ever. Not a whole lot of movement off the ball for Frankfurt so far. Three ball on the way straight away. That one's off the right side, no good for Ever. And Frankfurt settling for threes early. Washington County with the rebound with Hoover. 5'7 sophomore brings it up. Already 3 minutes into this one. Lob it up. Hot post catch. Excuse me, hits Gakel in the corner. Cutting across is Deceen, and she had it taken away. Hardwick with the steal. Going baseline, gets around her defender, and she's fouled. First foul of the game against Washington County. And see, that's all. I think that's against Deceen, and it is. Free throws are coming up for the Wildcats. First one all the way, and good. Hardwick with the first point for Frankfurt. With 4:55 left to go, opening quarter. Second one up, and good as well. Makes it 5-2. Big points there for the Wildcats. Now down by just one possession. Here's Bree Boykin, the 5'6 senior. About 30 feet away from the basket. Bounce pass to the near side to Allie Boykin. Cutting across the paint and making the catch is Gakel from the near side block. Turns around and fires over two defenders and makes it. Tough shot for Addison Gakel. She now has four. It's now 7-2. Press on for the Tigers. Hardwick trying to beat it with the dribble, and she does. Give it up to Gross. Open three. No good off the right side. Long rebound. And picked up by Jesse Hoover. Looks like she might have traveled. Nothing called. Full court pass up ahead. Beautifully done to Bree Boykin. On the run. Nice pass to the near side. And the shot is good off the glass by Deceen. Washington County making some great passes here early. Now Hardwick in trouble. She gets away from a defender to Parthamer. Now up ahead to Gross. Gross drives baseline. And finds Dollinghouse. Kick it out. Driving baseline. Here's Ever. Shot up off the glass. No good. A little too strong. And a rebound for Washington County's Addison Gakel. Another pass up ahead to Boykin. Now to Jesse Hoover. Frankfurt fans wanting a travel. Not going to get it, though. 3:38 left to go first quarter. 9-2 Washington County, the 10 seed, up on the number 2 seed in the tournament. And the shot by Hoover is no good, but she's fouled. A reach-in on Allie Boykin. Or, excuse me, beg your pardon, Emma Hardwick. And my 12 mixed up there. Second foul against the Wildcats. First free throw for Hoover up and got it to go. Bounce off the front end of the rim and dropping her first point of the game. Four scores already for the Tigers. One more coming for the sophomore. Second one is up. That one is good as well. 2 for 2 for Jesse Hoover from the charity stripe. It's now 11-2. They break the press. Gross drives right side and off the glass. No good. Too long. Rebound Washington County. Outlet pass. Finds the hands of Bree Boykin. Almost a travel. And she might have drug her back foot. Instead, they'll maintain possession. Nice lob down low. And that one is up and good off the glass for Deceen again. She now has four. And it's 13-2 Washington County. Timeout called by Coach Ever. We'll take it with her. Number 2 seed in the tournament. Right now, having a tough time here early. 3:02 left to go, first quarter, step aside for 30 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
TBL Tournament quarterfinal action, Washington County and Frankfort. Tigers up on the Wildcats 13-2. And the action this evening being brought to you by M&R Auto Parts and Blue Valley Technologies. Huge thanks to all of our amazing sponsors for making our broadcast possible for today and throughout the week. We'll be back here on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Day two of the TBL Tournament. They're back underway. Bring it up for the Wildcats. It's Hardwick, and one pass, one shot off the mark by Hannah Stoll. Come back the other way, and falling away and just kind of throwing it up in the air is Allie Boykin, but an offensive rebound, Hoover, and that one's no good from 15 feet. That one misses everything, and a long rebound by Destine. It scores free, and it's picked up by Allie Boykin. Off the dribble, she fires. That one's no good from 10 feet away, and now a rebound hauled in by Stoll. Hannah Stoll. She can really knock down the three-pointer when she's needed. Trying to spark the team's offense here. And Hardwick looks on, finds Gross. Thought about the three, now nice head fake, drives all the way in the basket. Shot no good, high off the glass, and couldn't get it to go. Now foul on the rebound against the Wildcats. Some of these open looks for Frankfort just not falling here early on. 2:11 left to go first quarter. 10-seeded Washington County, 13. Number 2-seeded Frankfort. It's already team foul number 5 against Frankfort, according to the big board. That is personal foul number 2 against Dollinghouse. Free Boykin is up to the scene, top of the key, now to the far side. This is Kirsten Solstrup in the game. Now three ball straight away by Hoover. That's off the heel, a little bit too strong, and now a pushing foul. I believe against Frankfort again. And I'm actually going to say it was against Washington County. And just like the boys' game, the foul count was 2 off. I'm not sure how that happened, so they only have 3 fouls, that's Frankfort. That foul goes against... Now another foul. The previous foul was against Fortinier. And this one goes against the scene. That is her second already. Now another foul against Washington County. That's 3 fouls in the span of about 8 seconds of play. So that one is going to go against Solstrup. That is her first. Now 4 fouls against Washington County, compared to 3 against Frankfort. Here's Hardwick, top of the key, pass near side corner, driving baseline is Dollinghouse, and she gets past her defender and had it tied up on her way up. It's a jump ball, and it'll go to Washington County. So after committing 3 fouls, they end up getting the stop. With 1:39 left to go in the first quarter, Tigers up 13-2. Frankfort just looking for any sort of spark for their offense here. Well, 2 points coming off of 2 free throws from Emma Hardwick, so no field goals made either. Now a minute and a half to go. Catch from the top of the key for Gakel. She'll hand it off to Hoover. On the inside. It's on the floor once. Nice pass, backdoor cut underneath the basket. Foul going up. It's Solstrup. That was a bailout because the 5'4 junior had no way of getting that shot up near the basket because she was directly right underneath it. And that foul we called against Stoll, her first. He's out number 4. First free throw, routed off the rim about 4 times and dropped. So Solstrup with her first points. 5 different scores now for the Tigers in this opening quarter. Second one is up. That one rattles around again. That one falls off the left side. Probably touched every single square inch of the rim with those 2 free throws combined. And a reach in, poking it free out of bounds. It'll stay with Frankfort. Good hands by Solstrup. Very close to committing her second personal foul, though. She's got to be careful. 1:11 left to go in the first quarter. They started the clock before it was inbounded. And now they started a little bit late. Being on the floor a couple times and giving it up. Top of the key Hardwick goes to her left, gives it up. Driving and kicking and stole into the corner. Got about the three was Ebert. She stopped the short corner. Entry pass, Gross. The far side block, lost it, and it's kicked, I believe, by Fortnier. 51.9 seconds left. He'll stay with Frankfurt. Trying to get their first field goal of the game. Inbound, partially on, I don't think it was deflected, almost was, and now on the run, getting fouled going up is really Ebert. The 5'8 sophomore, let's get some free throws right here. 49.1 seconds left. Team foul number 5 against Washington County. First one by Ebert, missing everything, and she'll have one more opportunity here. That foul was against Gakel. That is her first. Second one for Ebert. That one's good. That one hit nothing but net. So good job coming back after missing that first one. It's 14-3 now. With 42 seconds left. Bree Boykin pass the near side. Now entry pass. This is Portnier. Kick it out. Now top to Bree Boykin. Hit the screen. Goes to her right. Stopped. Give it to Gakel. Gakel lost it. Good hands by Gross to book it free. She gets the steal. 25 seconds left. Far side wing. Hardwick fires away to three. Left it short. Offensive rebound. And getting fouled is Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the 5'8 freshman. And team foul number 6. And that one goes against Solstrip. That is her second. So both DeSene and Solstrip with 2 personal fouls each. She'll stay in the game. Inbound, it's to Gross. In the middle of the paint, kick it out. 3 ball on the way, wide open. Now one a little bit short by Ebert, but an offensive rebound once again. 10 seconds left. Driving right is Ebert. Almost got tied up, kick it out to Gross. Now top of the key. Still for 3. No good with 3 seconds. Long rebound picked up by Bree Boykin. And 1 second left. That is how the quarter will come to a close. Quite a quarter for Washington County. 14-3. They hold Frankfurt to 0 field goals. Into a break and come back with a second quarter action here on 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
After 8 minutes, Washington County, the 10 seed, leading the 2 seed Frankfurt, 14-3. 4 points apiece for Gakel and DeSene. 3 points for Bree Boykin and 2 for Jesse Huber. And as for Frankfurt, 2 points on 2 free throws for Emma Hardwick and 1 free throw for Breely Ebert. So no field goals made in that entire first quarter from Frankfurt. They hope to change that right here as they get the ball to start the second quarter. High post catch for Gross. Give it near side wing to Parthamer. The senior gives it in the corner. The lone senior on this roster. Reball straight away by Gross. That one's good. Needing that one desperately. And Frankfurt right away with the 3 ball. And it's now 14-6. A pass down low. Hoover catch far side block. Shut up. Good. Nice job by Washington County to respond. That is Hoover's first field goal. She has 4 now, and 16-6. Going the other way, Gross. Stop short corner. She double-teamed, picks it out. Gets it right back. 3 ball. Far side corner. That one a little bit too strong. Long rebound for Bree Boykin. They want to push it. Now she stops. She'll give it backwards to Hoover. Cut across the paint. Nice catch made by DeSene. It's partially deflected. And now it's Hoover having her pass partially deflected. She gets it right back. And the screen goes to her right. She stops. Heads pass in the corner, overthrew her teammate. Defender got a hand on it, and out of bounds, it'll stay with Washington County. Inbound goes to Gakel from the far side wing. And across the paint is Bree Boykin, way over the 5'6" senior's head and out of bounds. Turnover forced by the Wildcats defense. Tigers bringing on that press that gave Frankfurt a lot of trouble early in the first quarter. Almost a reach in by Hoover, but staying alive is Hardwick. Nice drive middle by Ebert. Misses a shot on the run, but it was still a foul. A push against Washington County. So that is 17 fouls, and 1-1 free throws are coming up for Brealey Ebert. That'll go against Boykin, Allie Boykin, that is, for first personal. Front end on the way. Good. She went 1-for-2 or last trip. She airballed her first and swished her second. She swishes this one as well. So they have already outscored their first quarter here with just 1 minute and 22 seconds into the second quarter. Second one is good. 16-8 now our score. Repossession game. Far side wing catch for Bree Boykin. Top of the key for Deceen. Now near side wing, Allie Boykin passes side to Gakel. Shot up, no good on the turnaround. And they get the stop with a rebound by Parthimer. Almost thrown away by Hoover. Passing it away to the far side, pass the near side to Gross. She'll bring it up. Annie Gross, crossover dribble, goes to her left, now hands it back. It's a 5 left to go in the quarter. And that's the question out of bounds. They're going to say it's last touched by Frankfurt. So they force a turnover. Nice pressure applied by Allie Boykin, the 5'5 senior, getting her hand on the pass and last touched in the backcourt by the Wildcats. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Entry pass to Deceen, and she's fouled on the floor. That is team foul number 5. That's against Ebert, I believe. It is, and it's her first. Hoover, the inbounder, trying to pass it to Deceen and is off the foot of a Wildcat. It'll stay with the Tigers. Deceen in the game with 2 personal fouls for Washington County. Inbound far side corner. This is Gakel, now at the top of the key for Bree Boykin. She's going to fire away the 3. Contested off the backboard and good. That was an absolute prayer. But Bree Boykin banked it home. And it's 19-8. Sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good. Drive right side, whistle, and an offensive foul is called against the Wildcats. Team foul number 6. Rarely do I dip my hands into a Joe Tessitore thing, but sometimes he's got a good one every once in a while. That was Dollinghouse's 3rd personal foul, by the way. 5.5 left to go in the second quarter. And now an offensive foul against Washington County. Team foul number 8. Both teams are in the bonus here. And that one is going to be against Deceen, so that is her 3rd. So Dollinghouse and Deceen, both forwards for both teams, both the 3 fouls on the catch and run. Hardwick can't get it to go off the glass. Offensive rebound, though, for Parthimer. She'll have it from the far side wing. Now the top of the key for Ebert. Not very aggressive on the ball for this zone. Now whistle and stepping on the line out of bounds is Emma Hardwick, the 5'6 junior. So Washington County gets it right back. And now in the game for the first time this quarter is Sarah Portnier, the 5'6 senior. 19-8, Washington County leading Frankfurt. 5:03 left to go in the second quarter. Pass the near side wing to Bree Boykin. Cut, shot off the glass. Allie Boykin, no good, but she's fouled. And 2 free throws are coming up for Washington County. That foul committed by Gross, her 1st. First free throw for Allie Boykin off the right side, no good. 18 fouls committed by Washington County, 7 now by Frankfurt. 4:58 left to go, second quarter. Second one on the way, that one's no good as well. Score stays 19-8, Frankfurt with the rebound, almost traveling. Needing some help is Ebert. Not going to get it. Being double-teamed all the way. Bring it up the sideline, and now she steps on the line. Her teammates were not helping her out. They were all spread way on the other side of the floor. Ever doing her best, trying to get away from pressure, but she ended up stepping on the line out of bounds, and now she'll come and sit on the bench. In the game for Frankfurt is Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Top of the key pass, far side wing to Jesse Hoover, fires away the three. That one no good off the backboard this time. It was Bree Boykin who made a three-pointer off the backboard earlier. Groves brings it up, pass far side, wing, three ball on the way by Hardwick, left a little bit short, just grazing the rim, but an offensive rebound hauled in by Stoll. Pass the top of the key. Ellie Boykin now pass far side, and Ashlyn Dollinghouse knocks down the three-pointer for Frankfurt, a much-needed basket. They have not made a two-point basket today, and they have two three-pointers and five free throws, but they are back with an eight. It's 19-11 and 4:03 left to go second quarter. Despite their shortcomings in the first quarter, they are still very much in this ball game right now. And now a travel is called as Hoover took too many steps before she put the ball on the floor. Now Frankfurt having to break this press, and they do so. Cross that court, 2-1. Pass Dollinghouse is good. Nice feed from Emma Hardwick, and Dollinghouse, two quick baskets off the bench. She's got five. And it's now a two-possession game with 3:38 left to go second quarter. Ellie Boykin, atop the key for Bree Boykin. Now to Hoover. Lob pass, high post catch for Gakel. Right, right. Pull-up jumper. That one is off the mark. A little bit too strong. And now foul called against Washington County. That was Portnier on the miss. That is team foul number 9. And free throws are coming up for the Wildcats. 1-1. As that foul is committed by Gakel, that is her second. So Gakel has two, Tholstrup has two as well, and Dessine has three. So Ashlyn Dollinghouse continuing to try to add on to her tally here in the second quarter. Front end of the 1-1 on the way is good. Six second quarter points for the freshman. One of the many reasons why this team is currently ranked in their classification, and that one is good as well. Giving this team valuable minutes off of the bench. Same thing can be said about Tana Stoll as well. Doesn't have any points today, but she can really make an impact. And it's now a four-point game, 19-15. Here's a shot off of the dribble, no good from straight away. Long two, offensive rebound hauled in by Tholstrup. She'll kick it out. Hoover, after the miss, is stripped. Gets her own miss again. Now kick it out. Now Washington County not really taking good shots here. They're getting post catches like here. Gakel drives to the right from the high post. Off the glass, and one. Those are the kind of shots they were making earlier that got them their large lead. They kind of went away from that, and now they're able to get a bank shot home. They have just 7 points here in the second quarter. Chance to make it a three-possession game once again. She can finish with and one. Addison Gakel, free throw on the way. High, Archer, no good. Rebound for Frankfurt. That ball went maybe two backboards above the backboard. That was high. Corner catch by Stoll. A high post catch for Gross. Retreats from beyond the three-point line. Now to Hardwick. Thought about the three. Now gives up to Stoll. She will fire the three. Far side corner. No good off the heel. Offensive rebound. Ashlyn Dollinghouse off the glass. It's good. Ashlyn Dollinghouse again. 8 points in the second quarter. 21-17. She is almost solo-handedly keeping them in this game. 21-17. Washington County still with the lead. 2:37 left to go in the second quarter. Now passes off of the knee of a Wildcat, and they get the turnover. Timeout is called by Coach Everts. What a second quarter by Frankfurt. You knew that as soon as Washington County got that big lead that Frankfurt wasn't going to go away easily. There's a reason why this team is so ranked, highly ranked as they are right now in the season. This is a Frankfurt team that is 4-1 in CBL play, 8-1 on the regular season. We're going to keep it here on this just 30-second timeout. Thanking our sponsors for today, Cook & Co. and Wanklin Oil Company, as well as Elmer's Repair. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making our broadcast possible here tonight. Washington County taking a little bit extra time, a few extra seconds during that timeout. It was called by Coach Ebert of Frankfurt. We're back underway. Frankfurt gets the ball out of the break. Hardwick brings it up. Gives it to Ashlyn Dollinghouse. 8 points here in the second quarter. Corner catch by Stoll. She gives it back to Dollinghouse. All right, back to Stoll. Thought about the three. Now puts it down on the floor. back to Hardwick. Retreats near the half-court circle. High post catch. Gross drives right side. She's quadruple teamed. She'll kick it out of there to Hardwick. Driving kick. Stolen now near side corner. Two double teams. 2-3 zone, again brought on by Washington County. Cross-court pass, Hardwick, Dollinghouse, three, ball is blocked. Boykin with the block, but an offensive rebound. Getting right back, through ball on the way by Dollinghouse again. That one off the right side, no good. Another offensive rebound, this time by Hardwick. Gross, near side corner. Drive, kick, Dollinghouse will try it again. Third try is not the charm, as that's too strong. And a rebound by Hoover, but stripped out of bounds. It'll go to Washington County. Big stop there for the Tigers. And see if they can go back up, possibly by three possessions. They can knock down a three, but up by two possessions, 21-17, 1:38 to go, second quarter. It was 14-3 in favor of Washington County after the first quarter. Heading across the lane, making the catch is Yackel. Kick it out. Here's Portner with a long two, no good. Long rebound hauled in by Stoll. Now the pass to Gross, 1:20 to go. Gross stops, and she had a poke free, and she was just holding it idle. Get the right back, past the far side wing, to Hardwick, out of the corner, Ashton Dollinghouse. One dribble, side about the three, now kicks out the Stoll. She'll try the three, way off the mark. Long rebound from Parthamer. Make your pardon, Tholstrup. My 21's mixed up there. Tholstrup, top of the key, 58 seconds left. It was to her right, crossover dribble to the middle, bounce pass, high post catch. Gakel guards to the right, off the glass, way too high off the mark. Rebound by Gross. 48 seconds left. Now for Frankfurt. Going the other way. Into the corner. Stoll. She's out about the three. Now drives baseline. Foul from behind. Couldn't quite drop, but she'll go to the line and shoot two. Fox stops with 40.9 seconds left. Team foul number 10 against the Tigers. First free throw for Tana Stoll is good. Her first points of the day off the bench. As that foul committed by Allie Boykin picks up her second personal. Four players with two or more fouls on this Washington County team. Second one for Stoll. That one's no good. Rattles out and rebounded by the Tigers. They have a chance to get a big basket here as the lead is down to a one possession lead. 21-18 our score. Driving baseline. Bree Boykin had a poke free. Stolen away by Hardwick. Going the other way. All right, side. She's bumped into it. She's fouled, and she gets some free throw. That was Portnier. Committed the personal. That is her second. So Boykin, Gakel, Tholstrup, and Portnier, all with two. The scene has three. First one on the way. Left it short. 25.7 seconds left. Second one on the way. That one is good. So 1-for-2 from the free throw line for Hattie Gross. 21-19. Smallest lead has been since early on in the first quarter. 20 seconds left for the Tigers. Pass on the near side wing. Soul strip. Bounce pass to the corner. Hoover fires away the three. Left it short. Rebound by Dollinghouse. 6 seconds left. She'll give it up to Hardwick. 5 seconds. It'll throw it left, into the corner, three ball on the way, block! And that's how the first half will come to a close. Nice defensive play, the far side corner by Tholstrup. 21-19, Washington County barely holding on to a 2-point lead after getting outscored 16-7 in the second quarter. We'll send it to a break. We'll come back with your halftime stats here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Get a great deal on Wix Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Wix filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Wix filter sale at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Washington County holding on to a 21-19 halftime lead. Washington County, the 10 seed, Frankfort, the 2 seed. Let's take a look at our halftime stats. First for Frankfort, with 9 points leading the way in scoring, is Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the freshman, getting all 9 points in that second quarter. 4 points for Hattie Gross, and nobody else making a field goal in that first half. Everett has 3 free throws, 2 free throws for Emma Hardwick, and 1 free throw for Tana Stoll. As for Washington County, 6 points apiece for Bree Boykin and Addison Gakel. Also 4 points apiece for Jesse Hoover and Ella Dessine. And 1 free throw from Kirsten Tholstrup. So, I mean, it was an absolutely dominant first quarter for Washington County. They outscored Frankfort 14-3. That was mainly thanks to, well, they forced a lot of turnovers, and they didn't allow any open shots. But on top of that, on offense for Washington County, they were moving the ball around the perimeter. They were finding entry passes inside. And down low, Gakel and Dessine really made their presence felt. They both had 2 field goals apiece in that first quarter. They really established their inside game. But in the second quarter, they kind of went away from that. They settled for a lot of outside jumpers. But also credit to Frankfort's defense for really stepping up in that second period to let them back into this game. There's a reason why they are better ranked in their classification. So for Frankfort, they got to get their offense going too. They only have 4 field goals made in that first half. 3 of them from Ashlyn Dollinghouse and 1 from Hattie Gross. The rest of them coming from free throws. They have been making most of their free throws, which is always a positive. It's kept them in this game. But you've got to find more open shots and knock them down. They did have some open shots. I mentioned this in the first quarter. They just were unable to get some of the rolls. A lot of them were too high off the backboard, a little too strong, maybe a little bit too jittery. And this is their first game of the tournament. Keep in mind, as Washington County played yesterday, as they upset Axel in the first round 51-30, and in a pretty dominant fashion as well, in front of their home crowd. Taking a look at the standings in the TVL as of right now, Hanover in first place at 6-0 in league play, 8-0 in the regular season. Other undefeated team is Clifton Clyde. They are 5-0 in league play, 10-0 on the regular season overall, actually technically 11-0 because they won earlier today. Donovan West is 5-1 in league play. They're a full game out of first place in solo third, 6-2 overall. I'll just go ahead and mention the records before today's action so that way I don't mess myself up here. That's what's in front of me. Frankfort is in fourth place with the 2 seed, 4-1 league play, 8-1 overall. Granted, all these games here tonight, they are non-league games, so keep that in mind as well. They only are going contributed to their overall record. So all these games here in this tournament are non-league games. So that in mind, we continue on. Lynn in fifth place, they are 3-1 They are 2.5 games back of first place. As mentioned, in fifth place, 7-2 in the regular season. Centralia is in sixth, solo sixth at 3-2, 6-3 on the regular season. Valley Heights is in seventh at 2-2 and sitting in 5-5. Eighth place is Axtell at 2-4, 5-5. Onega, Washington County, Troy, all tied for ninth at 1-4. 5-5 for Onega, 4-5 for Washington County, and 2-7 for Troy. 12th place is Blue Valley Randolph, 1-5, 3-7 in Wetmore, and solo 13th, 0-6 and 0-9 on the regular season. Let's go and step aside here on our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 21-19, 10-seeded Washington County leading Frankfort here at 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Let Hilltop Creations help you customize your kitchen or bathroom. Just provide a few details about what you want, and you'll be amazed at what you see in the colored pictures of your kitchen or bath. Choose from rustic woods, several accent glazings, and stained colors. Many styles of trash pullouts, mixer lift, china cabinets, glass doors with three different styles of mullions, and many types of glass. For a free estimate, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142. They can help you design your dream kitchen or bath.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
KMZA.
21-19, our scores. The seconds count down here in our halftime reports. Jared Slubby back with you. Thanks to all of our fantastic sponsors for making today's broadcast possible, including Elmer's Repair, First National Bank of Frankfort, and Highland Community College. 21-19, Washington County, currently up by a pair. And after just a fantastic start of the first quarter, just hanging on by a thread as they were outscored 16-7 in the second quarter. Frankfort's offense is finally starting to get into a groove, and their defense is getting some stops as well. We'll see if Washington County can tap into that first quarter energy and come out strong in front of their home crowd. Black on black for Washington County. Well, I mean, I don't know about black on black. Their shorts are like white, but they have a bunch of black strips across the side with red in the back, kind of like a red triangle that kind of continues on both legs. Also has the Washington logo. These shorts are very busy, I will tell you that. As for Frankfort, a lot less busy, white on whites with red accents. All right, Washington County gets the ball to start things out, and we are back underway. Trying to expand their two-point lead. Here's Allie Boykin, the pass deflected into the backcourt. And Bree Boykin, the 5'6 senior, having to go and get it. Allie, Bree, twins, both seniors. Bree going to her left. Stop, bounce pass to Allie Boykin. Joan Allen will call out the play. Already 25 seconds into this possession. Only one pass has been made. To the far side of Bree Boykin once again. Stop and giving it up to Jesse Hoover with her first touch of the quarter. Goes to her left, stop short corner, pulls up 13-footer, and she's fouled. Two free throws coming up. Surprised they called it on the shot as opposed to on the floor. So first foul against the Wildcats of the second half. And that foul will go against Hardwick. First free throw on the way and good. And scoreboard says that is her third foul. I only had that as her second. So we'll go with that. Second free throw for Hoover on the way and good. Two for two. She now has six. And a big possession out of the gate, up 23-19. Now Washington County brings on their press. Gave Frankfurt fits early in the first quarter. Not much since then, though. Gross brings across half court all by herself. Brings it up, pulls up three off the dribble, too strong. Long rebound, and a couple of Wildcats in the vicinity now pushing. Fouls called against Tigers. There was two Wildcats rounded. It was Ebert and Hardwick, but a foul is called against Washington County. Far side wing catch. As that foul was against Boykin. That is her first. Bree Boykin to clarify. A minute gone in the third quarter. Cross court pass far side for Ebert. Now it's passed to Gross. It's deflected and stolen away. It's hands by Hoover to deflect it. And the steal credited to Gakel. Going the other way. Short corner catch. Kick out to Hoover. Far side wing. And surveying the court. Now dribbles it. Picks it up. From your right, Gakel gives it up to Deceive. Top of the key catch for Boykin. Gives it up. Hoover from the near side. Crosscourt pass, far side, bobbled, almost travel. Long two on the way. It's good. Addison Gakel. She now has eight. It's 25-19 now. Whistle and a pushing foul along the far side by Gakel. And that's big because that is her third personal. Her and Deceive both with three personal. And they were both responsible for Washington County's early dominance in this game, both with combined 8 points in the first quarter. Hardwick looking on from the far side wing, cross-court pass to Ebert. Couple dribbles, pass near side corner, now giving it right back to Hardwick. High post catch for Gross. Hardwick with it once again. Washington County not really getting up in the face of Frankfurt, allowing Wildcats to get whatever they want. Gross gets it on a loose ball, picks it back up, takes a three in the corner, Parthamer. Now Parthamer fires away a three near side corner, no good, and loose ball on the rebound, picked up by Gross on her knees. Timeout's called before pass, that was deflected out of bounds, so either way it would be Frankfurt ball, so I would say it's a wasted timeout, but they'll have one less for the rest of this game. There's 5.5 left to go in the third quarter. 30-second timeout. We'll go and keep it right here. 25-19. A good start to the third quarter for Washington County. They have outscored Frankfurt 4-0 in its opening 2.5 minutes. And a big start for this Tigers group. Got a blowout 21-point win over Axel in the first round, continuing their good play. They're hoping to shock the number 2 seed, Frankfurt, in the quarterfinal round for the right to play Donovan West in the semifinals. Donovan West defeating Centralia 50-41. So now both Centralia teams, believe it or not, are out of the winner's bracket. Definitely not on my bingo card for this tournament. Top of the key catch for Ebert. And Hardwick driving baseline, hands it off. Parthamer, one dribble, and she carried it. Lost the handle after that dribble. And turnover going the other way. And by the way, oh no, I did have that right. Gakel, three fouls for Washington County. She is still in the game for this Tigers team that needs her to get going. Her and Justine both needing to keep them in the game. Big at the four position. Stepping into a three is Hoover. Too strong. Well, tipped up in the air. And an offensive rebound hauled in by Allie Boykin. She'll drive, pulling up on the run. Shot up a little bit short, but a foul committed by Hardwick. Not happy with herself after committing that foul. And I think that's her fourth. It is her fourth. Emma Hardwick picking up her fourth personal foul for Frankfurt. First free throw on the way, and that one is good. So Allie Boykin with her first point of the game, and that'll be the last we see of Hardwick for a long time, I would believe. 5 minutes left to go, third quarter. Second free throw on the way, left it short. Rebound by Ashlyn Dollinghouse, who makes her first appearance here in this third quarter. After scoring 9 points in the second quarter, Frankfurt down 26-19, looking for their first basket of the quarter, dribbled off her own foot. And I know they're going to say that Washington County touched it last. There's the inbound corner to Dollinghouse. To the far side, dribbles to the middle. Stops, looking, giving up a dribble, bounce pass to Ebert. The top of the key. Dollinghouse, now back to Ebert. Straight away, wide open for three. Off the right side, missing everything, gets her own miss. And now a little runner, and she'll go to the free throw line and gets hit in the head. And she'll get two free throws. Second team foul committed by the Tigers. And that is going to be the fourth foul by Ella DeCine. That is big. Free throw on the way by Ebert. Left that one just a little bit short. She's now 2 for 4 from the free throw line. And DeCine, that will be the last we see of her for a while. As Portnier checking in for Washington County. Second one up for Ebert. That's off the back iron to the left side. No good. 0 for 2 for Ebert this time. It's still 26-19. Frankfurt still looking for their first points of this third quarter. Almost a repeat of the first quarter, but Washington County's offense not quite as prolific as that first quarter. Top of the key catch by Jesse Hoover. Near side wing and leaving wide open for Gakel, but not willing to pull up a three. Portnier, long two on the way. Good from 15 feet. How about Sarah Portnier? Her first basket of the game, it's 28-19. In a 7-0 lead out of the gates. Drive and kick, almost a travel, three ball on the way by Ashton Dollinghouse, no good. Gets up in the air, and a run out on a long rebound. Here is Boykin, left side, and she will lay it in. Bree Boykin, now with 8. Long rebound hauled in by Allie Boykin. The Boykin twins on that 2-on-0 fast break. It's now 30-19. Here's three ball uncontested by Gross. That's on the right side, no good. Offensive rebound, and Ebert fouled again. Going up, she missed the shot. It's a little bit short. I'm sure she'd like to have back, but she'll go to the free throw line once again. Is that foul committed by Hoover? That is her second. Free throw on the way by Ebert. Off the back iron, and through. Ebert now with 4 points, all of which coming from the free throw line. It was now 30-20, their first point of the quarter. Second one on the way. That one is good as well. So it's now 30-21 with 3:34 left to go in the third quarter. In all Washington County in this frame, outscoring Frankfurt 9-2. Hoover, or beg your pardon, that's actually Allie Boykin dribbling to her right, kicking in the corner. Three-pointer all alone, way off the mark. But an offensive rebound and a whistle and a foul on the floor as Portnier gets the offensive glass. Or offensive rebound off of the glass, excuse me. That is going to be team foul number 3 against the Wildcats. Who's that going to be on? It's going to be against Dollinghouse. That's going to be her fourth. She's never really been able to get much going here tonight. So the junior will come to the bench. Inbound, off the screen, and an offensive foul is called, trying to get Gakel open, and an offensive foul on the screen. That's team foul number 5, and personal foul number 3 against Portnier. Washington County brings on the press, up by 9, with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Gross brings it across half court, into the corner, and stole. Back to Gross, now a foul, a little bit of a bump. And they'll get Stoll with the personal. I believe that is her second. Oh, beg your pardon. I have my 13 mixed up there. That'll be against Gaekel, so that'll be Gaekel's fourth. So Gaekel and Essien both with four personal fouls. 3:01 left to go, third quarter. That's the high post to Gross. Pulls up, middle of the paint, no good. We're about 8 feet out, and a rebound by Jesse Hoover, the 5'7 sophomore for Washington County. Pushing up court. Three ball on the way, near side corner. Off the heel, no good. Ball tipped up, and it was still a foul on the rebound against Washington County. That three ball, by the way, was from Allie Boykin. And free throws are coming up for the Wildcats after the foul. Kind of some confusion as everybody thought the foul was against Frankfurt, but it's against Washington County. You had it right. The second foul against Boykin, team foul number 7 already. Right into the 1-1 for Ebert, who's at the line once again. That one is good. Big free throw there for Greeley Ebert. He has 6 points all uncontested shots, 15 feet out. Second one on the way. That one rattles out. No good. A rebound by Fortnier. 30-22. 2:40 left to go, third quarter. Washington County leading Frankfurt. What would be a very big upset if this score held. Here's the ball on the way and contested by Bree Boykin. No good. Rebound by Frankfurt. Washington County starting to settle for threes here late in this third quarter. Maybe getting a little tired. Still catch near side corner. Give it to Gross. She's all alone for three. That one is up, no good. Offensive rebound, Ashton Dollinghouse. The freshman puts it up and rattles around. Off the left side, no good. And she gets on a miss, and she'll bring it out to the corner. That ball bounced about 4 times off the rim. Here's Gross, far side corner, to Stoll. And now a short corner catch and a foul against Washington County on the floor. More free throws coming up for Greeley Ebert. No, actually, beg your pardon, that is not Ebert. It's actually going to be for Karen Parthamer, 5'7 senior, as that is number 4 against Portnier. Parthamer gets her first point of the night. Karen Parthamer missed some action earlier. Second one on the way is good. So it's now 30-24, 1:57 left. Ball poked free, but picked up. We're going in the backcourt by Allie Boykin. Pulls out the play. Went to her left. Gives it to her twin, Bree Boykin. Goes to her right. Stop from the wing. Now the catch made. Out by Solstrup. Now kicking it back out. Lob down low. Too high for Hoover. It's stolen away by Gross. 1:30 left in the third. Back to a two-possession game. Gross from the top of the key. Pass far side. Pass slipped out of her hand. The pass came back to her somehow. Off the foot of a Wildcat, most likely. She'll drive. Sidestep a defender off the glass. No good. Ball tipped up in the air. Rebound by Hoover. So Washington County catches a little bit of a break there. Go back the other way with 1:10 left in the third. Three players for Washington County have 4 personal fouls. Lob down low, and Boykin shot no good for Bree Boykin. Rebound for Ashton Dollinghouse, and now dribbling along the baseline and getting fouled is Dollinghouse. That is Hoover's third personal. More free throws for Frankfurt. Team foul number 9, according to the scoreboard. Only at 8. 59.2 seconds left. Front end on the way. That one's good. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the freshman, had 9 second quarter points. Now she has 10. Second one on the way. That one's too strong. And she'll come out to the corner and get her own miss. Stoll comes out, makes the catch. Now to Gross. Top of the key. Goes forward once. Now gives it up to Dollinghouse. Drives middle. Shot up off the glass. No good. Tips up in the air. Now foul's called against Dollinghouse off the miss. 46.3 seconds left in the quarter. First foul committed by Dollinghouse. Team foul number 4, according to the scoreboard. 40 seconds left now. Far side for Portnier. She's in the game with four personal fouls. Top of the key catch. Three ball on the way straight away. Good! Allie Boykin from straight away knocks down her first field goal of the game. She has four, and it's 33-25. 25 seconds left. Catch in the paint shot by Ever on the run. No good. Gets her on the second try. No good. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Portnier, because she's just fouled out. Fouled out of the game with 18 seconds left in the third quarter. So 33-25, and two free throws are coming up. They're now in the double bonus the rest of the way. First free throw on the way is good. How about Breely Ebert? No field goals made, but still has 7 points. Chance at it right here. Make it a two-possession game again, and she's got it. Five free throws this quarter. She has eight. It's 33-27, 18 seconds left. Washington County, one more chance to score here before we hit the fourth quarter. Hoover calls out the play. Pass the high post. Driving left side is Boykin. Kick out. Long two on the way. Way too strong. This time by Mackenzie Baker in the game for the first time. 2 seconds left. Ball stripped out from behind. Turnover by Ashton Dollinghouse to Washington County. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. So Washington County expands their lead to 6. And we have 8 minutes left in this contest to decide a winner. See who goes to the semifinals to take on Donovan West. Let's step aside for a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Cookin' Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cookin' Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events. Yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
33-27, our scores to go to the fourth quarter. A lot of fouls and a lot of great basketball here. 10th-seeded Washington County, 33. Second-seeded Frankfort, 27. Here's a three right out of the chute by Gross. No good. Near side corner. Offensive rebound. Shot up off the glass. No good by Hardwick. Loose ball scooped up by the Tigers. It's Bree Boykin, and Hoover gets it up ahead across half court. Allie Boykin drives. Bounce pass is to nobody. Not a great decision. It was a short pass. Trying to wrap it around to find Addison Gakels in the game with four personal fouls. Sarah Portnier fouled out with 18 seconds left in the third quarter. Washington County with a bit of a press. Not a ton of pressure applied. Still having a tough time getting across half court, though. And Parthenor's pass intercepted. And Boykin on the run out is gone. Bree Boykin. Now with 10, it's 35-27. Now more pressure for half court. Gross gets away from the pressure. There's Hardwick up ahead in the paint, giving up to Lexi Dollinghouse. A shot no good. Rebound by Washington County, trying to get the upset here. Off to a good start here in the fourth. Hoover from the near side corner. Gives up near side wing. Cross court pass, far side. Twin to twin. Boykin gives it top of the key. It's Olstrup. Driving kick to Allie Boykin. Hoover, top of the key catch. Almost traveled twice. She pulls up 15-footer, and it's good. Wow. What composure by Jesse Hoover. She has 8. It's back to a 10-point lead. Pass up ahead, and a foul is going to be committed by Bree Boykin as she went for a ball on a kind of a Hail Mary pass from the near side to the far side. That's going to be the third foul committed by the 5'6 senior. Already in the double bonus, it's the 11th foul of this half. They had 11 in the first half as well. First free throw from Ebert is good. Those just joining us, Greeley Ebert, 9 points, all on free throws here. Second one on the way. That one's too strong, and gets her on a miss. Did that earlier. So they stay alive in this possession. Down 37-28. 6:38 left to play. Harlow's pass intercepted to the near corner by Allie Boykin. Boykin twins really doing a good job getting the passing lane. Three ball on the way. Too strong. This time by Tholstrup. And the ball out of bounds. Trying to save it was Parthamer. She's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers with 6:25 to go. Going to go back up by double digits. Underneath the basket. Hoover, the inbounder. Needs someone to come to the ball. Top of the key catch by Allie Boykin. High post catch by Hoover. Off the foot of a Wildcat. Nothing called. Near side corner catch. And it was on the foul on the floor against Frankfurt. That's only team foul number 5. That one goes against Gross, her second. Long two off of the catch, no good by Gakel. Rebound Frankfurt. Double team and a whistle and a jump ball. As Ebert couldn't find anyone open. Good job on that double team by Allie Boykin and Jesse Hoover. Excuse me, Bree Boykin. Hoover once again the inbounder. Leading 37-28 over Frankfurt. Off the catch, three ball straight away. Way off the mark, high off the backboard, missing everything by Gakel. Going the other way, Harwick looking to push. Gross, near sky, corner catch by Parthamer, top of the key. Harwick, three ball, off the left side, no good. Offensive rebound, shot up off the glass, good by Addie Gross, who got some separation from the defense. Addie Gross's first points in the second quarter, she has 6, it's now 37-30. Big time back, it's Frankfurt trying to get back into this one. Still down by 3 possessions. Goldstrip puts it on the floor, bounce pass, far side corner, Hoover to the top of the key. Not about the three. Now Boykin drives. Kick. Closer will try the three straight away. That one, air ball. And now some bad shot selection from Washington County. As the ball will now go to the Wildcats. 5:29 left to go. And a bad buzzer by the scores table. They get past the press by Washington County. Perhaps hearing that buzzer and kind of backing off a little bit. But no matter. Back underway. Three ball on the near side wing. That one is good! This time by Greeley Ebert, her first field goal of the game. She has 12, and it's 37-33. Nice crossover dribble, Allie Boykin into the corner for Bree Boykin. Trying to lob it up, now dribbles baseline, gets past her defender, easy lay-on, and she missed it. And a jump ball, no jump ball, it's ripped away, and a third try, that one is good. It was Jesse Hoover. The team can get that first one to go. And Hoover, with her second field goal in this fourth quarter, in 39-33 to get past half court. Hardwick into the corner, near side. Parthamer almost traveled, drives middle, kick it out. Gross now drives middle. From the top of the key, she's fouled. It's a good free throw line. She misses the layup. Elliott is seen. Addison Gakel, both 4 fouls apiece for the 2 forwards for Washington County. Sarah Portnier fouled out with 18 seconds left in the third quarter. And that foul is number 4 against Jesse Hoover, the guard. 2 free throws coming up for Hattie Gross. First one on the way. High arcing and no good. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the hero of the second quarter that has kept them in this game, checking in. Freshman coming in for the senior, Taryn Parthamer. Lone senior on this Frankfurt team. Second one on the way for Gross. That one rattles all over the place and drops. So Hattie Gross now has 3 points in the quarter, 7 on the game, and it's 39-34. So I think it's a 3 possession game once again with 4:25 remaining. Washington County leading 39-34. Allie Boykin dribbles to her right, and she's bumped and fouled by Ashton Dollinghouse. That is going to be her second, and team foul number 6. So still not even in the bonus yet. Now they will be after that foul. 4:18 left to go. Inbound to Allie Boykin. To her left, defended by Dollinghouse once again. Drives to the right. Puts the double team off the glass and in. Too easy. Allie Boykin now has 6, and it's 41-34. Double team pass across, and Dollinghouse went away from the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Miscommunication between her and Alexis Dollinghouse. And the two sisters, kind of part of the Red Sea, and the ball went right through and out of bounds. 3:58 now left to go as we're more than halfway through this fourth quarter. Hoover calls out the play. On the catch on the far side wing is DeSeen. Down the corner, here's Bree Boykin. One dribble, gives up to Hoover. Hoover surveys the court. Top of the key catch, DeSeen. One dribble, hands it off to Bree Boykin. Now 3.5 left to go. Kind of wasting some clock here. From the half-court circle, now picks up her dribble. In trouble, bounce pass to her twin. Hallie Boykin, far side corner catch. And now Holstrup gives up her dribble. Open look for DeSeen. Long two, rattles home! Ella DeSeen, her first basket since the first quarter. She has six. Now a steal. Going the other way. Bree Boykin falling and put up a tough shot, although she wasn't attempted to miss it. And loose ball on the miss. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Frankfurt. It was a wide-open lane for Bree Boykin, but she tripped and kind of just threw it up. And a missed opportunity to go back up by 11. So it stays 43-34. Frankfurt gets the ball back with 3:05 left. A break for the Wildcats. Can they convert? Hardwick trying to bring it up against Washington County's press. Not a ton of pressure. Hardwick into the corner to Gross. Fires away at three. Gone! Big time three for Hattie Gross. Keeping Frankfurt in this game, she has six in the quarter, 10 for the game. It's back to a two-possession game. 43-37. Washington County leading Frankfurt. Almost stripped that one away. It's still getting away. Boykin to the right side, off the glass, left it short, and a whistle and a foul going the other way. Free throws coming for Frankfurt. Talk about a clutch three-pointer from the 5'9 junior, Hattie Gross, stepping up in a clutch moment. Her and Reilly Ebert, the lone scorers in this fourth quarter for the Wildcats so far. And now Lexi Dollinghouse, the 5'9 junior at the free throw line, has not scored here. Got in foul trouble early. She's not really been able to do much here. First free throw on the way. It's good. She says, forget that. I'm going to start contributing right now. 5'9 junior, big time free throw there, making a 5-point game. Did she make another? It's on the way. And no good off the right side. And a jump ball on the rebound. Gross got tied up in there with Gakel. Possession arrow does belong to Washington County. And a whistle and a timeout called by the Tigers. A step aside for 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Get a great deal on Licks Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Licks filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Licks filter sale at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
BBL Girls Quarterfinal Action brought to you by Bendina State Bank and SBS Insurance. 43-38 in favor of Washington County over Frankfurt. Tigers with the ball. Baseball pass, full court, and it's going to go all the way into the backcourt. And it is should have been thrown away by Alexis Dollinghouse, but it slipped through her fingers. So a big break for Washington County. That was a dangerous full-court pass that wasn't really in any vicinity of any Tiger. So now they get the ball underneath the opposite basket. The far side wing, here is Allie Boykin. She'll bring it to the half-court circle. There's 2:26 left, up by five. Bree Boykin to the near side wing. Screened by her twin. Goes to the left side, Bounce pass, now the top of the key for Tholstrup. She drives, lane, pull up on the runner, no good off the left side, rebound by Stoll. Other pass to Hardwick. Big stop for the Wildcats, trying to get back within one possession. Gross, this is to Hardwick, top of the key, now back to Gross, it's stolen away, and Hoover is fouled by Gross. with sportsmanship as Gross helping up Hoover. Gross picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 7. This will be 1-1 free throws coming up for Jesse Hoover, and big ones at that. Made 2 free throws in the third quarter and 2 in the first. Chance to make this a 3-possession game if she can make them both. With 2:02 left to go. First one on the way. No good. And a rebound from Frankfurt. It's Ebert that holds it down for the Wildcats. Cross half court. They give it to Gross. From the middle of the court. Pass near side corner. Driving baseline is Hardwick. Bump. Shot up off the glass. No good. And Ebert with the offensive glass. Second shot is up. No good. She missed both tries. Rebound by Hoover. Two opportunities for Breely Ebert. Going the other way now. Bree Boykin. From the near side wing. Gives it to Allie Boykin. Goes to her left. Defended heavily by Stoll. Get past her. Right side. And shot up. Off the glass. No good. Left it short. Rebound Frankfurt. This is Ebert again. And she's double teamed. Melissa on a foul is going to be called on the reach in. Hillstrip thought it was all ball as she reached in to get the tie up. Doesn't get the call. Now more free throws. She has 12 points. And one field goal make with a three-pointer earlier in the fourth quarter. Timeout is called. 60-second break, 43-38. Washington County leading here on 92.1 KMZA.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Frankfurt's really ever big free throws out of the break as Frankfurt trails 43-38 against Washington County. DVL tournaments brought to you by Hilltop Creations and B&D Buildings. First free throw on the way. No good. Off the right side and fell to the left. So it'll stay a 2-possession game. And now Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the freshman, checking in for Tana Stoll. Dollinghouse. 10 points on the day, 9 of those coming in the second quarter. The free throw coming up for Ebert. It's on its way, and good. She's made 10 free throws on the game. She has 13 points, and it's 43-39. Washington County with the ball with 1:20 left to play. Leading by 4. Following up the play is Boykin. The far side wing. This is Gakel. Now to Allie Boykin. Double for the middle of the court. Didn't screen from Gakel, goes to her left. Back to her right. Lob pass, near side wing. To Bree Boykin. Kind of got poked. Nothing was called. Now Boykin kind of pushed a little bit. Nothing called. Giving it up to Deceit. 55 seconds left. Now play being called by Allie Boykin. Dribble to her left. Give it up to the corner. Deceit. Now back to Allie Boykin. Now she'll be fouled by Ashton Dollinghouse with 47 seconds left. Good job by Washington County to play keep away as Dollinghouse picks up her third personal. But now these free throws are just going to be 1-1 as that was team foul number 8. So more big free throws here for Washington County. Allie Boykin, the 5'5 senior. First free throw on the way. Good. Allie Boykin, ice in her veins, and that time she has 7. All which coming in this second half. 47.8 seconds left in the game. It's now 44-39. Second one on the way. Good. 2 for 2. 6-point lead for Washington County. Tigers are going to press. Frankfurt trying to break the press. Gross. Once again dribbles across half court. All the way into the lane. Shut up off the glass. No good. Too strong. Rebound Washington County. Allie Blinken up ahead. And she found Gakel. On the break, gives it up far side wing. She'll dump it back to Hoover. 33 seconds left. And now Gross commits a personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. Team foul number nine. So still 1-1 free throws. This is Jessie Hoover now. She missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier. 30.8 seconds left. Make it a three possession game if she can make this one. No good. Offensive rebound. Boykin off the glass. No good. Hoover off the glass. She put in one. Jessie Hoover misses the front end of the 1-1. Gets her own miss and lays it in one. It's now 47-39, and she can make it a 9-point game here if she can make this free throw with 27 seconds left. How about the effort from the 5'7 sophomore? Harthamer, the senior, will now check in after that foul committed by Hattie Gross. She has fouled out of this game. Free throw on the way. Good. She has 7 fourth quarter points, 13 on the game. It's 48-39, Washington County. Looks like this upset is going to happen with just 20 seconds left. Hardwick, far side wing to Ebert. Hardwick, they got to go. 15 seconds left. Dollyhouse drives in the middle in an easy lane to the basket. She scores with 10 seconds left. Clock continues to wind down. And now a foul is called with 7 seconds left. And that one is going to go against Dollyhouse. That is going to be your fourth. And now in the double bonus is Washington County. Allie Boykin to the free throw line. A free throw on the way. Good. Staying a three-possession game. Even if she would have missed both, it still would be a three-possession game. Second on the way. That one is good as well. 2 for 2 from the free throw line this time for Allie Boykin. 4 free throws here in the fourth quarter. 5 seconds left. Here's a shot up. No good. Left a little bit short by Alexis Dollyhouse. That is it. Number 2, Frankfort, goes down in the quarterfinal round to the 10th seeded Washington County. Final score 50-41. And what a show out from in front of their home crowd as they'll take on Donovan West in this Cinderella run in the TBL tournament. Let's step aside for a break, and we'll come back with post-game coverage here at 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Have you been living in a house with a small bathroom that you've wanted to make larger for years? Do you have a laundry room that is difficult to work in every time you do a load of laundry? Do you have ideas or do you want some ideas? Well, Hilltop Creations can help you with those dreams. Lynn and Gail can tell you how much space you would need for a new shower, cabinets, or countertop. Call Hilltop Creations at 336-3142. Let Lynn and Gail help you with a new vision for a more workable space.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Ten seeded Washington County upsets number 2 seeded Frankfort by a final score of 50-41. Let's now take a look at your stats from tonight's contest. First for Frankfort, leading the way for the Wildcats with 13 points was Riley Ebert, with 10 of those 13 points coming from the free throw line. 12 points as well for Ashlyn Dollinghouse off the bench with 9 points in the second quarter, and 10 points for Hattie Gross, who fouled out with 27 seconds left. Also, 2 points for Emma Hardwick and a free throw apiece for Tana Stoll and Lexi Dollinghouse. As for Washington County, leading the way in scoring was Jesse Hoover, who scored 7 points in the fourth quarter. Also, 10 points apiece for Allie Boykin and Bree Boykin. How about that? Twins matching their point totals here. 8 points for Addison Gakel. Also, 6 points for Ella Deceen. 2 points for Sarah Portnier, and a free throw for Kirsten Thulstra. Also, by the way, missed a couple free throws from Karen Parsimer, the senior for Frankfort, as well. So Washington County, those just joining us, 14-3. They led after the first quarter, but then Frankfort outscored Washington County 16-7. And from there, it was close all the way to the end, but some big free throws for the Tigers and some big baskets as well helps the Tigers get the upset. Now time to pick your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank, and your player to bank on is going to be Jesse Hoover. 7 fourth quarter points, including 3 fourth quarter field goals, helped this team pull away. Also could have given it to Allie Boykin as well, who had huge free throws, had 4 of them down the stretch to help hold on to the lead as well. Well, that's going to do it for day 2 of our coverage from the TVL tournament. Big thanks to all of our sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Co., Wanklin Oil Co., Elmer's Repair, First National Bank of Frankfort, Highland Community College, Bandina State Bank, SBS Insurance, Hilltop Creations, and B&B Buildings. Reminder that our coverage continues on Thursday, as we will have Washington County versus Donovan West. That will be 7:30 in the primary gym. And then on Friday, we'll have the boys semifinals as well, so be sure to stay tuned, as we'll have recaps from every day moving forward on our website, msdsports.net. So from Kurt Kalman in the booth, so shout out to Kurt coming in on his day off and making it sound good here today. I'm Jared Sluppy, and until Thursday, have a good rest of your midweek, everybody.